The Sadies here on the Twang Trust, CKW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg. Yes, that was, of course, our little Elvis set there.
Little Memphis Sessions, right?
Yeah. Yep, Memphis Sessions, Elvis, and that was the Sadies. Who will be in town?
I should mention tonight?
Well, almost tonight, actually. Well, a month and a bit from tonight. Thursday, August 4th.
I'm going to see them in Dawson City.
Ooh, cool. They're actually playing for free here.
Why?
At Assiniboine Park with guests Cuff the Duke.
Ooh.
Very cool. They're doing this whole series of shows down at Assiniboine Park this summer. And there's some pretty edgy stuff. Greg McPherson with Serena Ryder.
The handsomest man in Winnipeg.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And who else? Somebody else. Oh, and the Waylon Jennies, I believe, are doing a show there, too.
With Annabelle.
Absolutely.
Excellent.
So what did we hear there? We heard some weird Elvis stuff there. We heard the drummer of NRBQ, whose name we can't remember, and some other guy doing this weird old folks Elvis thing. Hope you made sense of that. And we heard Niccolo at the top of that set from The Impossible Bird, and a little ditty Elvis has been known to do called True Love Travels on a Gravel Road.
It really does.
It does indeed. Mm-hmm. Lots of gravel roads in your future, I guess, huh? Heading out on the big tour?
Yeah, we're going to be in, we're going to Stampede Week, and then we're going to some southern Alberta, actually some actual dirt roads, and then up to Dawson City, where there's no paving allowed because of the permafrost.
Keen. Is it the big festival happening?
It is, and I'm going to stay for a couple extra days and play some piano in the old whorehouse.
Ooh.
So you know it's going to be a good trip.
That's the one that that our pal down at the West End Cultural Center used to book,
Dominic,
huh?
Lloyd. Where is he tonight?
I don't know. I bet he'll be out tonight.
He said he's not going to be here.
He's not?
Nope.
What a guy.
I don't know.
What a guy.
I don't know.
We'll give him hell. I'll give him hell for you.
Okay.
Oh, geez. Well, hey, speaking of touring,
yeah.
How would you describe the bouquet of your tour van after 3 weeks? I'm trying to throw in lame wine questions.
No, I know, but I think that in this year of 2005, with the days of van touring is kind of, nobody can afford it anymore.
Yeah.
It's kind of an odd thing. Like, that's what you used to aspire to, but now you got to fly somewhere and meet a band and rent a van. Nobody can afford to drive across Canada in an old van anymore. It's kind of sad.
But they all smell nice, I guess.
Well, you only never have them. You never have them for more than a week and a half at a time. So you never get to really, and you're not allowed to do anything bad in them because you have to return them, and you're so afraid of getting fined that, like, they smell pretty good.
Wow.
It's sad.
It is, kind of. Boy.
No. Times have changed.
It is. You know, it's sad. You know, we just adopted a little girl a little while ago, and I'm thinking
that
of all
is
the...
sad.
I'm thinking of all the things, you know, that I want her to experience that I know she never will.
Like?
It's just, well, I mean, like touring in a van.
What about all backing your 4x4s up to the same campfire, tuned to the same radio station?
Well,
that's a good time.
Yeah.
That probably still happens here. Come on.
Oh, well, yeah. Okay.
Okay.
But, like, you can't go, I mean, there's no caves to go exploring.
Why not?
Caves.
In Winnipeg?
Yeah. Well,
what happened to them?
They're you know, they board them up. And
they did?
Yeah.
Oh.
Nothing ever happens anymore. All the, you know, all the cool stores downtown. Winnipeg doesn't have a big record store downtown. Can you believe it? We used to have
what happened to Mother's?
A&B is still there.
No, A&B shut down.
I just walked past it.
It looks like it's there, but it really isn't. Did you try going in? It's no. They won't let you.
Yeah.
There's one way down near the border, but the one downtown closed down just a couple of weeks
ago.
What
about the one on Osborne?
See, that's still there. Okay. Music Trader.
But yeah.
It's a cool little store, but, you know, there's no big record store.
That's where our old drummer played Migato for the first time on headphones.
Ooh.
Do you want to see me bend down low and split my pants in a teenage rage, or do you want to see me play my rock and roll guitar?
Carol, kiss my whip.
Woo!
Man, I wonder if we got any Migato here.
I would be all right if you could find that song.
You know what we have? Did you ever hear the Carpet Frogs? It was Greg Godovitz. And
yeah, but I called the Exterminator.
But Greg Godovitz actually put together a band with Bob Segarini.
Who's that?
It was, well, that's before your time. He's like this great old. He was like the Nick Lowe of Canada back in '78.
Like Brian Too Loud McLeod era.
Something like that. Yeah, yeah. Okay. But they put together this weird like '60s Mercy Beat kind of a band, and they were great.
Ooh.
I should and they do a great Pagliaro cover.
Did you ever hear the Collectors?
No.
Bill Henderson's band before Chilliwack.
Oh,
pretty
okay.
good. Pretty
uh-huh.
good.
Uh-huh. See, there's BC stuff. Yeah.
BC.
Yeah.
Yep.
Well, we're talking about road trips, and we're going to play a song.
Blake, Miss Fellows, my host
trip.
Family.
Ah, yes, from her brand new record, Paper Anniversary. They're wow, they're, her and John are like homeboys now.
They've been married a year.
I saw John walking his dog past my house the
That's
other day.
That's Lefty. I was just walking Lefty.
I thought that was hilarious. I didn't get the joke till after they had passed.
What?
He introduced me to the dog, whose name was Lefty.
Yes.
And I'm, you know, it didn't really strike me as anything at the time. But then, of course, half an hour later, I'm thinking of John's political leanings.
Well, they want to get a second dog called Lucy. They do. They really do.
Well, here she is, Miss Fellows, from the brand new record, Paper Anniversary. And this is called Road Trip.
On this greasy gas station window, White River, Ontario. Sidelong looks at boys lined up like beer cans on a fence, pissing away this blurry afternoon. And under her breath she says, "Won't you pick me up? I'm light as a feather. I'm not afraid, I am not brave enough to offer." He was beautiful and mean, could never put things right. At seven stole a bottle and chose his antidote. Faked his own death at 14, left his clothes and a note by the riverbed, and floated away. Won't you pick me up? I'm light as a feather, though I'm not afraid. Six, rattling home the long way down the Trans-Canada. Blackbird on a high wire plummets as they pass. Who turns to watch as it lands in the muddy field? Won't you pick me up? I'm light as a feather, though I'm not afraid. I am not brave enough to offer. Pick me up. I'm light as a feather.
I know why you're lonely,
and I know why you're blue.
You're lonesome to see him,
and you long to see her too.
We're not in love with each other, we're in love with our best friends. So let's invite them over again. We've talked it over and over, and we know it's not right. We should stay away forever, but we're lonesome each night. Yes, we stay away for a while, but we know in the end we'll invite them over again. We've talked it over and over, and we know it's not right. We should stay away forever, but we're lonesome each night. Yes, we stay away for a while, but we know in the end we'll invite them over again. Let's invite them over again.
Don't you cry, please don't mind the screaming of the man in the alley on the small of his back. The policeman's knee is kneeling. I'll tell you an open secret, child, not everyone is knowing. If that little man ever left this place, you and I would soon be going. That's what keeps the rent down, baby. That's what keeps the rent down low. That's what keeps the rent down, baby. That's what keeps the rent down low. Your daddy ain't rich, he's a music man. Your mother, she's a painter. We took over the lease of this old house from those whose hearts are fainter. 'Cause we don't mind the painted ladies with their weeping souls all swollen. We don't mind that everyone we know has had their stereo stolen. That's what keeps the rent down, baby. That's what keeps achieves the red down low. Your mom and dad are just shock troops of gentrification for the single young professionals who find the neighborhood hip and charming. But if they heard about the lady who got chopped up in the alley, they'd probably find it alarming. That's what she.
Yay. We should have faded that out better. Jeff Berner and Associates live in Oslo. And sitting next to us is somebody who heard that song 40 times recently.
I spent 40 days with Jeff Berner. It's like touring with a penguin. It's awesome. He always wears that little suit. You know.
Yeah,
you have to feed him kippers every so often.
Yeah, you were with him last time you were through town, I guess.
It's true.
At times changed.
He's
and,
a good man.
Yeah,
I don't care what they say.
Indeed. Fine fellow. We heard That's What Keeps the Rent Down.
That's a Vancouver
baby.
Song.
Absolutely.
But it's also an everywhere song.
Yeah, well, especially Vancouver, yeah. Wow. Before that was Mr. John Prine, who did an album of duets himself.
I know.
In Spite of Ourselves. That was an old George
Jones
number.
That was the cheating
number.
Song, the wife swapping song.
Yeah.
I love that song.
Yeah, it's groovy. Iris DeMent singing along with them on there. And what else did we hear? Oh, and then we started that set off with Christine Fellows. We heard a pair from her brand new record, Paper Anniversary. We heard Road Trip and Migrations on Six Shooter Records.
Yay!
Yeah.
What a fine label it is.
It is.
Yeah.
They just signed my favorite little band,
Who's
Elliot
that?
Brood.
Oh, yeah. They have good art.
They do. I was going to say.
I booked them for a festival in Victoria because of their art.
Oh, yeah? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, they're groovy for sure. They played here last summer at a little club. There were three of us in the crowd. There was me, Dominic, and the girl whose name I always forget, Amelia.
Ah.
There were three of us. It was extremely sad. Elliot Brood had the Twang Trust Song of the Summer last year, actually, and I was raving about it for months on end, and that's the power of the media. Three people came out.
Let's get out of here.
Yeah. You probably
we could
should.
Be at dinner. It. You back up the truck, I'll get paid.
Well, but I heard you talking. You're gonna play another live tune before we before you get out of here.
Can you do one?
Just do it.
Just belt it out.
Yeah.
Okay.
Do it. He's heading off to the other side of the room, kids. Mr. Neville Quinlan, who will be with Kellen Mark tonight. At Times
Tonight.
Change, High and Lonesome Club, and on are going the headphones, and there goes the capo, and here we go.
Sure, friends all sing and gather round, and you're looking good. This fine morn, we'll have one more beer, then we'll go home. And I'll walk you back holding your arm. The morning light burns in your eyes, and you pull your coat tight from the cold. My hands are blue, our sky is gold, and I'll stay with you until we're old. The cars roll by and out of sight for morning shifts and check-in lines, and we tell jokes to pass the time, telling stories of our other lives. You pull the sheets back from the bed and brush your teeth and fall asleep. Well, I'm tireder than I used to be. Sometimes I'm cold and I can't breathe, but I like the way you curl your toes and wrap your arms under your head. Some nights are better than the rest. Some nights are too good to forget.
Yeah!
Woo! Yay! Yay! That was a number, that was from the new one, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yes. Last Supper in a Cheap Town. Where does that title come from?
We were trying to figure out an idea how to get all the people who were involved in the record into one photograph, and we're not great at design, so we borrowed from Da Vinci in order to, you know, make it a little more biblical.
Yeah.
And so that was the idea of the photograph, which is in the liner notes, and so the title just followed through.
Yeah, quite the lineup there in that photo, boy. There's the cream of Canada's roots community.
Now, Carolyn was supposed to be in it.
Well, see, yeah. Aww. Where are you?
Well, she was doing, I think she was rehearsing for some big rock show in Toronto.
Sound check, yes. Wow.
I'm recording your Christmas song.
Ah.
Oh, that's right. She's very busy and very difficult to get into any sort of photo shoot.
Now Carolyn's on your records, but I've never seen your name on a Carolyn Mark record.
Well, that's because I live in Toronto now.
Wow.
Otherwise, I'd be muscling my way in there.
Until now, of course, the new one. Yes, yes.
He's very shy.
I'm a big supporter from afar, though.
Well, yeah, it's But it's all great. We heard. No, you will be singing duets tonight, though. Besides the one, I'm hoping.
Oh yeah.
I'm sure we can figure something out in the next couple of hours.
All right. Well, yeah. So hey, what else? Is there anything I have to talk about? Is there anything? Any burning questions we need to go over?
The choice of the Olympic Games.
Well, yeah. There. What happened to Vancouver?
I'm out of here.
Yeah.
Should Carolyn play a song?
I think she should.
Yeah.
Now, while Carolyn is out of the room.
Make it a good one.
Okay, I need to pick. Oh, there's one in there. Thank you. Oops. Cookie. Sometimes I Hi.
Hey.
any requests, sir?
Request. Gee whiz. You know, I was. You don't have the proper duet partner. I must say though that done something wrong on the new record.
the Ford song.
Oh,
you need
man.
Drums for that.
Yeah.
I need two guitars and several drum kits for that.
Otis and Carla should have done that song.
Your country. Look, here you can hear it. That's the Ford song.
Ooh.
All right. Okay, we'll play the wine song in honor of the Queen Bitch. It's going down next. One, two, three, four. How can you love a man who drinks white wine? All the way for a Cabernet that's Sauvignon on Blanc. $1,000 bottle of Chardonnay, no ounce of Sauvignon. Even if he's handsome, writes good songs, and has a time, I could never love a man who drinks white wine. I say no way, Jose, when they offer rosé at the art show Saturday night. And the wine and cheese down in Chez-Henri. Part of a low, and I gotta go. I see a handsome devil sitting, sipping at the bar. You can tell a lot about a guy by the color of his jaw. Just don't agree, no Matthias with Scruton. Never in the habit to see, but run to grab it. The first term, minor hurts a minor cup. A charming young buck, put your blee in my cup. I flew into a rage. I keep him in the cellar, hoping he'll improve with age. While we're on the topic, if I may digress a bit, don't torture me with funky homemade Hebrew discount shit. Unless your name happens to be Queen Bitch 1998. I don't want to try it.